WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A- Spell banana, B-A-N-A-B-A-N-A.
Good thought. Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
It's an Oompa Loompa. What?
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up for party. Oh, you done the vow over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really sweet.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
As we gear closer to episode 800, you wonder who's actually going to be up on a Saturday night and make it to doing the show. This is CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chad, did you know it is September, which means you save money when you subscribe to the channel. Like Highland Trash did right before the show. Congrats. Welcome back for 2 months. But it's September, which means 25% off 1 month, 25% off 3 months, or 30% off if you do 6 months. You can also use credit code RocketStock in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's the intern, King Kittens.
Yo-ho!
And today... Even though it's not the day of days, we're making it the day of day. Because what is coming up, Brent?
Oh, on Thursday, I believe it be Talk Like a... Oh, no, I'm sorry, Tuesday. On Tuesday, it be Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Which means...
Rock's favorite day of the year.
Tonight, for the Greater Than Great Debate, doing pirate pickup lines.
We're gonna get you wet.
What did you say?
We're gonna get you wet. Oh, there it goes. Be splashing around like in the high sea.
We have a sound effect, so you're welcome.
Because Rock knows every time I do one of these lists, I have a condition. If it's jokes, it's a rim shot. And for this one, we wanted to do something special. Look, we had other sounds we were trying to pitch, but Rock was just... not having it.
Need Brent to sing the SpongeBob theme in that voice.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? You're welcome. Oh, shit. Hey, when I commit, damn it. And I actually do a pretty decent, like, pirate voice fat sound.
Anyway.
So we have the X-Corp. Oh, we have the Godfather.
He'll be here. His plan is to be here. I got a message from 15 minutes ago. He was running to the gas station.
How many lanes of highway?
I don't, not that many lanes. but he should be here.
We heard about that last week. If you haven't been here, go to last week's show, re-listen.
Because we were talking about 800 episodes of CB Radar coming up, which means we have some breaking news.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio is on the road to 800 episodes.
Are these the same sources that confirmed that Fuzzy Wuzzy is a bear and that CB Radio moved an hour earlier?
Correct. These sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be hitting the 800 milestone very soon.
But when?
Sources say that barring any last-minute changes to the schedule, CB Radio will hit episode 800 on October 21st.
That's amazing.
Sources also say that you will all need to tune in Saturday night, October 21st, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/WTR live to celebrate 800 episodes of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night.
There has been no excuses before to miss it. Why start now? CB Radio. Live. October 21st along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. 800 episodes, October 21st.
Alrighty.
Depending, scheduling could change and it could be pushed. But as of now, because it could.
Isn't there an October pay-per-view?
I don't know. Why?
Well, if it's a WWE PLE.
We only recap the big four or five. Four.
Okay, I'm just... Let me see.
I don't think there is one. Not till late. There's one November 4th.
Is that No Mercy?
No, No Mercy is an NXT one. That's soon. That's the 30th of September.
October 7th is Fastlane.
Yeah, so we're good.
And then November 4th, Crown Jewel,
which is an afternoon one. So we're good.
Yeah.
But
that even a Saturday or a Friday?
That would be... I think it's a Saturday.
I
think it's a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Saturday afternoon. I think they've learned to kind of push it at least to Lynn. I'm just giving us an out in case something comes up and we can't do a show. It's on the schedule. But if life gets in the way and we can't do a show 1 week.
Yeah. Oh, depending on things, we'll see about in 2 weeks.
Okay. Again, the caveat we put in the commercial of life things. Anyhow, let's learn.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
Someone just snuck into class.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
only 15 minutes late. It's fine. He's on time.
All right. What's going on?
We're in class. Let's go.
All right. So this week in wrestling history, September 10th, 2001, it was the last episode of Raw is War that aired. Reason, because something happened the next day, and they dropped the is war at the very end of
it.
Yeah,
there was no the Raw is War, no more War Zone. Reasons. There was a reason why. Reasons.
Yeah. September 11th, 1995. The first ever head-to-head Raw versus Nitro took place, starting the Monday Night Wars. September 12th, 2017, the finals of the Mae Young Classic took place, which saw Kairi Sane defeat Shayna Baszler in the finals.
Okay.
Wonder whatever happened to Kairi Sane. Oh, wait, she's supposedly on her way back.
She's on her way back.
And so is someone already showed up after.
Not like most. Anyway, continue.
Yep. September 13th, 1993, the Quebecers defeated the Steiner Brothers for the WWF Tag Team titles, and also at that debuted a brand new manager in the name of Johnny Polo.
Quote him nevermore?
Exactly. September 13th, 1998, the first ever three-team war games took place at WCW Fall Brawl, which saw WCW take on NWO Hollywood, take on the NWO Wolfpack. September 14th, 1997, at War Games, WCW had a turncoat in their midst when Kurt Hennig betrayed the Four Horsemen and WCW to help the NWO win.
All right.
I remember that's when he slammed the cage into Flair's head, and holy shit, that looks sick. September 14th, 2015, Sting works his first and last match on Raw. He had all one of them.
All one match.
And then September 15th, 1995, WCW fired Steve Austin. It's a shame that nothing came from that. He had such a good career in WCW that, you know, he didn't want to extend it anywhere else, like, you know, ECW or possibly in the WWF.
Yeah,
shame. All right, celebrity birthdays. First up, he is a rapper, he is an actor, he's been in the Fast series of movies. It's Ludacris.
Ludacris. He's what? I want to say 45? Matt says 52. I come for 45. Sub? All right. Cool. It works. What's
46.
The there you go.
No, sorry. I had it on mute. Oh, you were asking about Ludacris?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I was going to say like 44, so I would have been wrong.
All right. Next up, he is a child actor who got another stint when he was older in a takeoff of the series he was on before from Boy/Girl Meets World, Ben Savage.
He's going political right now.
I can't remember if it was Ben or Fred.
No, it's definitely Ben. Okay. I forget where he's running though. 43?
40.
43. And he is running for a U.S. House seat. As a Democrat representing District 30 in California, okay. He's going for the seat that's being left open by Adam Schiff. Alrighty. Next up, he's been in Love Actually, but most people will remember him for being Carl's father from The Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln.
What's The Walking Dead?
It's the thing that they based that match off of from Extreme Rules featuring The Miz, you know, with the zombies.
Okay. Don't know who it is, so we'll go 40, 51.
58.
Did Matt have a guess?
44.
He is 50 years old.
So close.
Next up, he was in Inception. He was in The Dark Knight Rises. He's been Venom. It's Tom Hardy.
Oh, shit. 49.
45.
46.
Close.
Yep. Next up, he's been in The Fugitive. He's been in Men in Black. He was in Man of the House, which featured the University of Texas, Hook'em Horns. Tommy Lee Jones.
He's got to be old.
Yeah. 75?
I was going to say, I'll go 77 then. Matt says 82.
He is 77 years old as of yesterday.
All right.
All right. Next up, he is a former NFL quarterback. He is a former studio analyst for CBS. And also, he is an actor. Laces out, Dan Marino.
We're really kind of stretching the actor thing on that one.
He was an actor in Ace Ventura.
He was an actor in Ace Ventura, yes.
He played himself.
Triple H played himself in Billions, apparently.
Triple H was also in, what was it, one of the Blade movies
back
in the day.
But not himself.
Well, not that one, no.
No. And he was, whatever, the chaperone?
Oh, yeah. Gee, someone brought up his acting career, and if I remember correctly, he didn't have much of an acting career, and he might be going to Triple H for a job here soon.
Yeah, no. Matt says 73.
Apparently he was also in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
And Little Nicky.
I know for sure Bad Boys 2. 61.
63.
Oh, very close. 62. Split the difference. All right, two more. Next up, she has been in Blades of Glory. She also is most notable as being Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec, former Saturday Night Live alum, former Weekend Update host, Amy Poehler.
I hear that show's good.
Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Do you like The Office?
Yeah.
You'll like it. It's the very same style. I think you'd appreciate Ron Swanson.
That's what someone told me.
Ron Swanson's very good at being, like, his style. If you like Nick Offerman, you'll love Ron Swanson.
I don't know. Okay.
It's the guy who plays.
I know that. I understand. I got that much. I just don't. I can't put name to face in my head.
Okay.
48 says Matt. 53.
Okay.
55.
52 is Amy Poehler. And finally, he's an actor. He's an athlete. He was supposed to compete at WrestleMania, but that all changed. He sucker punched Chris Jericho from Iron Man 2, Mickey Rourke.
68.
Mickey Rourke. How would you say?
He said 68.
68? 68? I thought you said 58. I think he's older than that. It says 69. Nice. 70 then.
71. Although his face is only like 12.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. And our movie of the week, as you may have heard during our games, today is a very special day, right, Rock?
It's Batman Day.
Yep. Which means you can get all of your DC items in the Fortnite item shop. Use hashtag creator code RockinSock or Linz M. Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag epic partner, hashtag ad.
Close enough.
But, I tried. But in honor of that, we have a special movie we're going to talk about since it is Batman Day. Batman Begins from 2005.
Okay.
So, although Christian Bale performed many of his own stunts, he was not allowed anywhere near the Batmobile. Christian Bale actively disliked the discomfort of the Batman outfit, and it helped his performance in The Dark Knight as he was perpetually in a foul mood when wearing it. Christian Bale's trailer didn't have his name on the door, but it did say Bruce Wayne instead. Writer and director Christopher Nolan was supposedly fascinated with Cillian Murphy's bright blue eyes, that he kept trying to find reasons and ways to have Cillian Murphy remove his glasses during scenes. Batman is only said 10 times throughout this entire movie. While shooting on the streets of Chicago, a person accidentally crashed into the Batmobile. The driver was apparently drunk, and he hit the car in a state of panic, believing that the Dark Knight's vehicle was an invading alien spacecraft. He might have been more than just drunk. When Christian Bale and Liam Neeson are fighting on the frozen lake towards the beginning of the movie, you can hear ice cracking beneath their feet. The next day, the lake had completely melted. Well, I guess it's good they filmed when they did. Liam Neeson had to hunch down during his final fight with Christian Bale due to the height difference between them. Liam Neeson is 6'4", and Christian Bale is 6'5". It's a little difference.
Little bit of a difference.
Writer and director Christopher Nolan generally filmed fight scenes with actors doing as many of the stunts as physically possible. In the case of Christian Bale and Liam Neeson, it was pretty much all of them in their scenes. He would then shoot the same fight sequences with stuntmen for coverage. Writer and director Christopher Nolan decided that there would be no second unit on this movie, and so, for the entire 129 shooting days, Nolan oversaw every shot of the movie personally. Due to his part in The Machinist... God, this is creepy. Christian Bale was vastly underweight. He was about 120 pounds on his 6-foot frame. To look very gaunt for the role, when he was under consideration for the part of being Batman. After being cast, he was told that he had to become, quote, as big as you could be by Christopher Nolan. Bale then underwent a 6-month dietary and exercise regimen and ended up with 220 pounds, about 40 pounds over what his normal body weight would be. It was decided that Bale had become too large, though. Friends of his on the movie crew dubbed him Fat Man. He quickly shed about 20 pounds to be a little bit more leaner, more muscular. Bale described this experience as being unbearable of a physical ordeal. Heath Ledger was considered for the role of Bruce Wayne / Batman during this movie's early development. However, Ledger and Nolan agreed that he was not right for the role. Years later, however, he was cast as the Joker in Dark Knight, so 4 years later. And it's a role that won him a posthumous Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
All right.
That is the Intern's Corner.
We have the Godfather Extreme Rob Parks as well.
Woo!
Justin. Right there. Justin, look beside you. He's right beside you. Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
Anyway, Justin, time for Expert NFL Picks.
Sit. Hi. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's Expert NFL Picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for betting purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
All right, let's get into some of these games. We got the Packers and the Falcons. Sub.
Falcons.
Rob.
Yeah?
I'm taking the Falcons.
Brent?
Pack.
We got the Raiders and the Bills. What's up?
Raiders. I'm here.
Okay. Rob.
I'll go Bills.
Brent?
Bills Mafia.
The Ravens and the Bengals.
Ravens.
Rob?
Go with the Bengals.
Brent?
I mean, the Bengals have to improve from last week, right? There's only up from there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They were awful. I mean, they were as awful as you could possibly be. But I want to see how much of that was just weather.
Seahawks and the Lions.
Silverhawks.
Rob?
Seahawks and who?
Lions.
Okay. Go cook some cookies for me then. I'll go with the Lions.
Brent.
Lions will remarkably go 2-0.
Chargers and the Titans.
Titans.
Rob. Chargers and Titans.
I'll go Titans.
Right.
I'll go with Kellen Moore, I guess, question mark.
Chicago Bears and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sub.
The Bears.
Rob.
I'll go with the intern's way of thinking, and they can only get better from here. The Bears?
Right?
Baker Mayfield becomes the new Tom Brady and goes 2-0.
The Chiefs and the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I'll go with the team that has a championship belt.
Yeah, because their owner got pissed that they and then took it down. Brent.
All right, hang on. Take 22. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. Collision joke. Anyway, Colts and the Texans.
Texans.
Colts.
Horses.
49ers and Rams.
No gold rush.
All right, we got before next one. Rob, Brent.
Mr. Irrelevant.
The Giants and the Cardinals.
Giants.
Look at the Redbirds.
This is going to be awful.
I mean, the Giants can only go up from where they were.
Dude. Daniel Jones is still running for his life. The game is over, and he's still trying to get away from that defense. Yeah, I'll take them over the Cardinals, because I don't even know anybody on the Cardinals, I don't think.
Zach Ertz.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot he's their tight end. Poor guy.
Poor guy. In what was supposed to be a marquee matchup. And still is. Kinda. It's the Jets and the Cowboys.
Jets.
Rob.
Jets and who?
The Cowboys.
Oh. Yeah, we gotta go Jets.
Right.
Oh, you're actually gonna ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It how about them Cowboys?
If you lose to the Jets.
And Zach Wilson. My favorite part. So Aaron Rodgers goes down in what, the fourth play of the game?
Yeah. It was crazy.
And they're trying to explain, like, the announce crew is trying to hype up Zach Wilson after this entire offseason has been, like, predicated around the fact of, like, he's worthless, we're going with Aaron Rodgers. And then, like, the announcers had to be like, well, you know, Zach Wilson has, like, 20 starts on his career.
Fair. Very fair. But at the same point, then, it's like, it's Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to be like, oh, he was a first-round draft pick. He was, like, number 3 overall. Yeah, no, it's Zach fucking Wilson.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they absolutely tried to get anybody else in that position.
Yeah. They also wanted to bring in, you know, Colin Kaepernick and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, they were desperately trying to find a replacement, and now they have to be like, but you know, it's okay. We like Zach. Zach's great.
He's
as
great.
A backup, I guess. I don't know. Shit.
He'll be good.
I mean, he's no Cooper Rush, though.
No. Anyway, Washington, Denver. Yeah. Sub.
Who?
Washington and Denver.
Washington?
Rob.
I go with the Broncos.
Brent.
I guess I'll go with the Broncos.
Dolphins and Patriots.
Dolphins.
Rob.
I'll go with the Fins.
Brent.
I'll go with the Fishies, but I was surprised to see the Patriots hang in there with your team as much as they did.
Yeah, it happens. It's also raining, so, you know.
Yeah.
And it was Tom Brady Day, so they had to perform for him. They had to show off.
Oh, yeah.
Saints and Panthers. At least that was according to Tony Romo.
Panther.
Who in the Panthers?
New Orleans.
Well, I gotta go with the Saints.
I'm going Saints. And then we've got the Monday night game. The Cleveland Browns take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
Steelers.
Rob?
I'll go with the terrible towel.
I'll take Deshaun Watson and Johnny Gargano being very happy. And those... What?
It's just him being very happy. That's funny. And the, well,
I mean, I could say The Miz, but...
I mean, you could say The Miz. I mean,
The Miz is never happy.
The Miz is never, 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 ever happy. Happy, yeah.
Although, it was cool to see him kick off the season with the Browns.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, like, the pregame stuff with them, like, getting them all hyped up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anywho, it's the moment
of...
Who
is the biggest star there next to, you know, Drew Carey?
True.
I mean, there's always LeBron...
Oh, wait. Anyway, it's the moment everyone's been waiting for who are going to be listening live or listening eventually to this program when they found out what we're doing tonight. Because Tuesday, Brent, is what?
Oh, Tuesday be national talk like, or I think it's international talk like a pirate day. It be a worldwide event.
It is time for pirate pickup lines.
It is time for the greater than the great debate.
Thanks to sources, we have a sound effect for this thing. So this is going to be really good.
Oh, we are celebrating the 28th annual International Talk Like a Pirate Day. That's right. In 2 years, it'd be 30 years old.
Good Lord. All right.
Okay, everybody. Buckle up your seatbelts. Although I don't know if ships have seatbelts. We're going to get into round number one, and Rock has a special sounder for us.
Indeed.
First up, is your name Davy Jones? Because you got me sinking into the depths of love. Arr! Best me plug that blowhole. You're going to be thoroughly wet by the end of this.
The first one.
Oh. God.
Okay, Rock, you have to admit it is a good sounder.
It is a great sounder. I appreciate the person who decided that was a good idea. So what do you got?
The first one, I guess. Oh, fucking.
I will go with the second one. Plug Rob, in the blowhole.
Rob, which one does it for you?
My dupla obligata.
Oh, Medulla, you're obligata.
I'll go with the blowhole.
Our blowhole moves on next.
Okay, we have, if I were a pirate captain, I'd make you the first mate of me heart. If I were a pirate, I'd trade all me doubloons just to be by your side. Every captain needs a first mate.
First mate.
First mate.
Doubloons.
First mate moves on. We don't do voices here. Brent does voices. Next.
My throat is going to be fucking sore tomorrow.
Yep.
Army matey, are you a pirate too? Because we got a lot in common, starting with a love for the sea. You be the lighthouse in me darkest night, guiding me home to your arm.
I'll go lighthouse.
That second one is fucking poetry.
That's why I'll pick it.
Lighthouse, we'll move on next.
Avast me, hearty, can I plunder your heart with me charm? Avast me, lovely, can I come aboard your ship of dreams?
I guess plunder me heart.
Go with heart.
I'll go plunder me heart, although we should have asked if I could park me dinghy.
Hey, in the... Can I plunder the booty?
Which one are you going with, Rob?
The first one.
And the first one, we'll move on next.
Arr, do you believe in love at first sight, or should I sail by again? Are ye a mermaid? Because I'm lured by your siren song.
I'm going to go with the mermaid, the siren song.
Getting better.
Don't really mad.
Rob's being a little more wooed by the options that we're giving him.
He will walk the plank voluntarily.
I think Rob needs to read the winner off to Jenna.
Oh, geez.
Next.
If I were a pirate, I'd sail to the end of the earth to find ye. Are ye the wind in my sails? Cause ye make me journey worthwhile.
First one.
Well, those both suck, so the first one.
Instead of pickup lines, they sound like please take me back lines.
What are you going with, Rob?
Yeah, I'll go with the first one.
Right?
The wind in my sails.
And
I think these are lines that pirates say to other pirates.
Which means if it will for me, wheel.
What was that again?
No, I need an answer.
Option one.
Option one moves on next.
Oh, if only we could have the voice of the wheel also be a pirate.
Yeah, no, we don't have that production, sorry.
Oh, darn. If you be the anchor to me wandering soul, keeping me grounded in your beauty. Are ye a pirate ghost? Because you're haunting me heart since the day we met.
Heart.
You be haunting me like Davy Jones.
Haunt it.
Since it is almost Halloween, we'll go haunting the heart.
Next.
Do ye have a map? Because I got lost in ye eyes. Ye must be a pirate's dream, because you stole me heart without a warning shot.
The second one.
Second one.
Do you have a map?
Rob?
Warning shot.
Warning shot moves on next.
Alright, into round number twos. Arr, best me plug that blowhole. If I were a pirate captain, I'd make ye the first mate of me heart.
Blowhole.
Moby Dick.
The first mate.
Sup?
The first one.
And that one will move on next.
Ye be the lighthouse in me darkest night, guiding me home to your arms. Avast me hearty, can I plunder your heart with me charm? And me harpoon.
Ayo. We'll go with the
second one.
Lighthouse.
Plunder me lucky charms.
Brent?
Let me take a look at what they are again. Yeah, plunder.
Wheel?
Option one.
Lighthouse will move on next.
Are ye a mermaid? Because I'm lured by ye siren song. If I were a pirate, I'd sail to the ends of the earth to find ye.
The second one.
Song.
Mermaid.
Song.
The song will move on next.
Are ye a pirate's ghost? Because I've been... Because you've been haunting my heart since the day we met. You must be a pirate's dream, because you stole me heart without a warning shot.
Without a warning shot.
Fire across me bow.
Ghost.
Money shot.
We'll go with the ghost moving on. Or the warning shot. Is it? No. No, it's tied now. Wheel. No, I was waiting for a pick. It didn't come and then it showed up.
Option one.
Ghost will move on. Next.
Rock don't know how numbers work.
Nope, not with Streamline, nope.
Arr, best me plug that blowhole. Give me the lighthouse in me darkest night, guiding me home to your arms.
Blowhole.
First one.
Here, with this group, it be the blowhole.
Blowing hard.
And then we'll move on next.
Arr, are ye a mermaid? Because I'm lured by your siren song. Are ye a pirate's ghost? Because you've haunted me heart since the day we met.
Heart.
Mermaid.
Haunting.
Wheel.
Option two.
The heart moves on. Next.
Arr, best me plug that blowhole. Are ye a pirate ghost? Because you haunted me heart since the day we met.
Heart.
Blowhole.
Blowhole.
Brent?
Blowhole.
Blowhole will move on. Next.
Blowhole, a pirate's life for me.
Next.
If ye were a pirate, ye'd be the legendary Blackbeard. If I were a pirate, I'd be willing to walk the plank for a chance to be with ye.
Second
you
one.
Can walk my plank any day you want.
Ayo?
First one.
I be going with walking me plank.
Rob?
Said Blackbeard, but she turned out to be Redbeard.
Walking the plank.
The question is does the beard match the drapes?
Okay, next.
It would make me jolly if we could Roger. You must be a pirate queen, because you rule me heart with a fierce spirit.
Jolly Roger.
First one.
Number two.
Who got the jolliest of Rogers?
Jolly Roger. We'll move on. Next.
Do you believe in fate, me hearty? Because I think ours be intertwined. Do ye have a Jolly Roger? Because you captured me heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul, yeah.
First the one. Jolly Roger.
The Jolly Roger. We'll move on next.
All right. Next up. I'm trying to see where. There we go. That's where I left off. Are ye a pirate with a buried chest? Because I'd love to uncover your secrets. Ye be the pearl of me ocean, the one I've been searching for me whole life.
The pearl of the ocean.
Buried chest.
Buried chest.
ye be the pearl.
Pearl moves on next.
Alright. You must be a pirate sea shanty, for I can't get ye out of my head. Ye must be a pirate's lucky charm, bringing fortune to my life.
First one.
Shanty.
I'll go with the fortune.
Oh, the shanty.
The shanty. We'll move on next.
There it is. All right. Do ye have a pirate flag? Because I'm ready to hoist me beside you. If ye were a pirate ship, I'd sail the seven seas with ye forever.
First one.
Sailing the sea.
Seven seas.
Sub?
Seven seas.
Will?
Option two.
The seven seas move on next.
Are ye a pirate's gold? Cause ye be the most precious thing in me life. Do ye have a pirate ship? Cause I'm ready to set sail with ya.
The set sail with you, the second one.
Second one.
Pirate's gold.
Pirate ship.
Moves on next.
Alright, next up. You must be a pirate spyglass helping me see the future with ye. Do ye have a pirate's flag? Because I'm ready to raise it high.
Spyglass.
The first horrible one.
Hiking flagpoles.
Raising the flag.
Waiting. See if we get another response. And then I'm going to go and just move it on.
Waiting.
Alright, we'll flag on next.
If ye were a pirate, I'd be willing to walk the plank for a chance with ye. It would make me jolly if we could roger.
Walk the plank.
The second one.
Why don't you walk my plank?
Jolly for Roger.
Does not move on. Next.
Do ye have a Jolly Roger? Because you've captured me heart and soul. Ye be the pearl of me ocean, the one I've been searching for me whole life.
Searching for me whole life.
Whole life.
The girl. Pearl.
We'll move on next.
Ye must be a pirate's shanty, for I can't get ye out of my head. If ye were a pirate ship, I'd sail the seven seas with ye forever.
Sea shanty.
Shanty.
Seven seas.
The shanty.
The shanty. We'll move on next.
Do ye have a pirate ship? Because I'm ready to set sail with ye. Do ye have a pirate flag? Because I'm ready to set it high with ye. Or to raise it high with ye.
The second one?
Flag.
Raise the flag.
Moves on next.
If ye were a pirate, I'd be willing to walk the plank for a chance with ye. Ye be the pearl of me ocean, the one I've been searching for me whole life.
Walk the plank.
Planking.
Number two.
Bring out ye wood.
Hey, next.
Ye must be a pirate sea shanty, for I can't get ye out of me head. Do ye have a pirate's flag? Because I'm ready to raise it high with ye.
First one.
Yeah. First one.
Raise the flag.
And the second one.
Option one.
All right. If ye were a pirate, I'd be willing to walk the plank for a chance to be with ye. Ye must be a pirate sea shanty, for I can't get ye out of my head.
Out of my head?
Yeah, head.
Walk in the plank.
Grab.
Can't get you out of my head.
Wheel.
Option two.
Out of my head moves on next. Round one.
Dear God, we're only halfway through, and I can already feel that tingle in the back of my throat. That is not a good sign.
I mean, this is the day you live for. You should have prepared. You should have done vocal warm-ups.
There's no way of warming up for this. Have to set sail and let the sea take its course. Oh, God. Is your name Treasure Island? because I'm willing to go to a, I'm willing to go on an adventure to find out what's hidden within. Ye be me treasure map leading me to the greatest adventure of me life. The first one's more of a pickup line. The other one is more of a woo.
Woo? Anyway, first one.
Woo.
What are you going with, Brent? The woo or the map? Or the woo or that?
I'm going to go with the first one. I'm going to see what adventure is hidden within.
Rob?
I'll go along with the dreaded pirate throat tickler.
The island moves on next.
Ye be the sunken treasure I've been searching for me whole life. R, do ye have a name, or can I call ye mine?
The second one.
Number two.
Number two.
Pain.
Feel like there's a delay for some reason. Don't know why. Because there's nothing for Island, and Island Pictures came in. Nice.
Refresh your stream.
Yeah, I would say refresh the stream, because something just feel. Because we did treasure and then call ye mine. And it's like, why do we have Island Picks? So weird. Anyway, so as we try to figure that out, we'll just call move this one next on this one on. Chad, if you have Amazon Prime Link, which counts called Prime Game, support Chad by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. Then we continue on.
It is September.
Yar.
Thanks to Team Fight Tactics.
Indeed. All right, next.
Do ye have a patch over and over one eye? Cause ye got me seeing things in a whole different light. Ye be the mermaid of me dreams, luring me with your enchanting beauty.
One patch.
First one.
One patch is all it takes.
Different light. Nope.
Patch, we'll move on next.
Can I be the treasure hunter or to ye pirate queen me love? Do ye have a treasure chest? Because I'd love to be the one who finds it.
Second one.
Number two, just watch out for the booby traps.
Third one.
Thanks, Rock.
Well,
I'll go with the first one.
The second one moves on next.
Are ye a kraken? Because you got me all wrapped up in your tentacles of love. Dear God, we're getting into hentai now.
I think I saw a movie like that once.
How'd you like to scrape the barnacles off me rudder?
I definitely saw a movie like that once. This is rudderly ridiculous.
Go with the rudder, sure, why not?
Is it a Dutch rudder? I'll go with hentai.
You know, the other guy that used to do these debates wouldn't have gone that way.
He might have, actually. He might have.
Next.
Hey, sexy. How about a Jolly Roger egg? Are ye a pirate, lass? Because I've been searching for me treasure and it looks like I found it.
Second one.
The second one. I'll go second.
We've had enough Jolly Rogering here.
Next.
You must be a pirate sword, sharp and deadly, but oh so beautiful. Are ye a pirate cook? Because you spiced up me life in the best way.
Pirate sword?
Cook.
Pantry's life is life for me.
Brent?
Yar, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I stole this ring.
Sub?
Whatever the one Brent said.
Cook moves on next.
I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest. You must be a pirate's parrot because you got me talking like a scallywag.
Oh. First one.
Hunting treasure for the chest and the booty.
Chest moves on next.
Is your name Treasure Island? Because I'm willing to go on an adventure to find out what's hidden within. Do ye have a name or can I call ye mine? Number two is mine. More of a pickup line.
Two.
Treasure Island.
So you just had to be different, Rob.
Which one did you go with, Sam?
The, mine.
Do you have a name?
Will?
Option one.
Treasure Island moves on next.
Do you have a patch over one eye? Because you got me seeing things in a whole new light. Do you have a treasure chest? Because I'd love to be the one who finds it.
Patch.
Patch.
The chest of treasure.
What a buried chest.
Chest moves on next.
How'd you like to scrape the barnacles off me rudder? Are ye a pirate, lass? Because I've been searching for me treasure and it looks like I found it. That'd be the first one.
First one. I'll go with Paul Rudd.
I guess that's where it's treasure. tear use. Brent, you went with Rudder?
I went with the barnacles.
Okay. Rudder moves on next.
Are ye a pirate, cook? Because you spiced up me life in the best way. I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest.
Second one.
Number two.
Digging chests.
Chest will move on next.
Is your name Treasure Island? Because I'm willing to go on an adventure to find out what's hidden within. Do ye have a treasure chest? Because I'd love to be the one who finds it.
First one.
Treasure Island.
Sure.
Long Don Silver.
I think I've seen a movie about Mr. Silver.
Island moves on next.
How'd you like to scrape the barnacles off me rudder? I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest.
Second one.
Dutch rudder.
Second one. Barnacle Bill and the rudders.
Chest moves on next.
Is your name Treasure Island? Because I'm willing to go on an adventure to find what's hidden within. I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest.
I'm digging.
Chest.
Second one.
Number two.
We'll dig them.
Everyone's digging. Let's move on next.
All right. Into round number one for the last time. Are ye the anchor to me ship, keeping me steady in the vast sea of life? Ye be the rum to me heart, setting it ablaze with desire.
Second one.
Desire.
No rum cakes.
We'll move on next.
Can I be the treasure chest to ye pirate loot, or to your pirates loot me heart? Not just me. Ye must be a treasure map, because I can't stop exploring every inch of ye.
Second one.
Number two.
First one, they're calling the girl the heart, I think. Get it? Loot me. Heart. That's
Lauren Mab.
Yeah. Anyway, move. The second one moves on next.
Can I be the jack to ye sparrow, darling? Do ye have a compass? Because I can't seem to find me way out of your beauty.
Beauty.
Jack Sparrow.
Compass.
Compass moves on next.
Can I be the wind in your sails, pushing ye towards your dreams? Pardon me, but would ye mind if I fired a cannon through your porthole?
Second one.
I'd be putting me cannon in your porthole all day long.
Second. Porthole.
Porthole will move on as we lost connection. Yay, Twitch. Woo! And it was at this point Twitch and my internet said, hey, no, or nope. So, we don't know who won the debate, which is weird. We never not finish a debate. And this isn't the funny, hey, it's AEW Pick'em. So Excalibur Challenge cuts off the stream. It just, things ended and I couldn't get the stream back up in a reasonable amount of time that made sense to do it. So that means this Saturday live. At 11:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to start off the show with the ending of the Greater Than Great Debate Pirate Pick'em Lines. So Brent's voice will once again be shredded, but that is just fine. Well, we're going to run it back, and we're going to have another debate that night as well, so we're going to run it all back this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. But that'll do it for this episode of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, make sure you check out all the fine programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, including Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. Monday nights, it's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live at 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights, and we'll be back for Fortnite with Friends next Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website. CBRadioLive.com. @KaneKins, @LoneJobber, @WadeManson. Final thoughts, Rob. Final thoughts, Brent. Chat, my final thought is, it's Subtember, which means you can get 25% off a 1 month or a 3 month sub, followed by 6 months for 30% off. You can also use credit code ROCKTALK in the Fortnite item shop, because #EpicPartner. We'll see you live next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along there is a Wild Talk Radio Network, live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and I get to do it, CBRadioLive.com.